Now, on to our guest. Shane Claiborne is a prominent speaker, activist, and best-selling author. Shane worked with Mother Teresa in Calcutta and founded The Simple Way in Philadelphia. He heads up Red Letter Christians, a movement of people who are committed to living as if Jesus meant the things he said. Claiborne is a champion for grace, which has led him to jail advocating for the homeless, and to places like Iraq and Afghanistan to stand up against war. Now, grace fuels his passion to end the death penalty and help stop gun violence. Claiborne's work has been published by nationally renowned publications and news outlets. His books have been translated into more than a dozen languages and include his classic, The Irresistible Revolution, and his newest book, Beating Guns. In this episode of Messy Jesus Business, we discuss gun violence and Americans' gun culture through the prism of the Christian call to be peacemakers. We also talk about how it is possible to be both outraged about injustice and strong in our hope. And we discuss what it means to live the Franciscan call to rebuild the church. Enjoy! Take two. I'm going to do another take, Cherish. I feel like I can't talk today, so I'm so sorry. This is all jumbled. Anyway, hopefully this will give you more to work with. Here we go. Now on to our guest. Our guest today is Shane Claiborne. Shane Claiborne is a prominent speaker, activist, and best-selling author. Shane worked with Mother Teresa in Calcutta and founded The Simple Way in Philadelphia. He heads up Red Letter Christians, a movement of people who are committed to living as if Jesus meant the things he said. Claiborne is a champion for grace, which has led him to jail advocating for the homeless and to places like Iraq and Afghanistan to stand up against war. Now grace fuels his passion to end the death penalty and help stop gun violence. Claiborne's work has been published by nationally renowned publications and news outlets. His books have been translated into more than a dozen languages and include his classic, The Irresistible Revolution, and his newest book, Beating Guns. In this episode of Messy Jesus Business, we discuss gun violence and Americans' gun culture through the prism of the Christian call to be peacemakers. We also talk about how it is possible to be both outraged about injustice and strong in our hope. And we discuss what it means to live the Franciscan call to rebuild the church. Enjoy! Oh, golly, Cherish, I feel like I just don't make any sense today. I'm so sorry. Okay, sorry about all this. I'm going to try one more time with this intro and hope it sounds like a charm. Now, on to our guest. Shane Claiborne is a prominent speaker, activist, and best-selling author. Shane worked with Mother Teresa in Calcutta and founded The Simple Way in Philadelphia. He heads up Red Letter Christians, a movement of people who are committed to living as if Jesus meant the things he said. Claiborne is a champion for grace, which has led him to jail advocating for the homeless and to places like Iraq and Afghanistan to stand up against war. Now grace fuels his passion to end the death penalty and help stop gun violence. Claiborne's work has been published by nationally renowned publications. Claiborne's work has been published by nationally renowned publications and news outlets. His books have been translated into more than a dozen languages and include his classic, The Irresistible Revolution, and his newest book, Beating Guns. In this episode of Messy Jesus Business, we discuss gun violence and Americans' gun culture through the prism of the Christian call to be peacemakers. We also talk about how it is possible to be both outraged about injustice and strong in our hope. And we discuss what it means to live the Franciscan call to rebuild the church. Enjoy! I invite you to join me in this contemplative moment. Shane and I talked about the biblical call to transform weapons into tools for peacemaking, and he referenced the prophets Isaiah and Micah. Let us pray together for peace and healing as we meditate some on the words of Scripture. If you can, I invite you to close your eyes and breathe deeply as you listen and pray. Notice if certain words or phrases stick out for you. Is there a particular message that God wants you to hear today? A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verses 2 through 5. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the Lord's mountain, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths. For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and set terms for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. House of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." I'm going to record it one more time just in case. I invite you to join me in this contemplative moment. Shane and I talked about the biblical call to transform weapons into tools for peacemaking, and he referenced the prophets Isaiah and Micah. Let us pray together for peace and healing as we meditate some on the words of Scripture from the prophet Isaiah. If you can, I invite you to close your eyes and breathe deeply as you listen and pray. Notice if certain words or phrases stick out for you. Is there a particular message that God wants you to hear today? A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verses 2 through 5. In the days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many people shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the Lord's mountain, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways, and we may walk in his paths. For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and set terms for many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares." Repeating, "They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. House of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord."